Hello, good evening, and welcome to Highland Radio Farming News and Views. I'm Chris Ashmore. Donegal has long been a very important county when it comes to potatoes, but there have been considerable changes in the past few decades, and no doubt more will follow. My special guest this evening is Charlie Doherty, the Donegal representative on the IFA National Potato Committee and the chairman of the Donegal IFA Potato Committee. Challenging times, these, for those involved in the potato sector. Let's firstly look at the whole seed potato industry. And of course, if we cast our minds back 20, 30 years ago, Donegal used to export huge quantities of seed potatoes. In fact, I was just looking up a dull debate with Austin Deasy and Pathacope Gallagher from 1986. And it said in 1986, exports were as low as 12,000 tonnes per annum. We've certainly been through changed times.
Yeah, that's for sure, Chris. I mean, they might have said it was low that time, but it's a hell of a lot lower now, you know. It's just the different problems we have at the minute now. It's not helping us, you know.
If we go up to the present day, Charlie, just how many people are involved now in this sector in Donegal?
In the seed sector, well, in let's say the ware sector altogether, you'd be chatting maybe between 40 and 50 people. In the seed sector, you're only down to really 15 or so people left now, like, to be honest with you.
And with such small numbers, obviously there's concerns about the long-term outlook.
Well, it's not just, I suppose, years ago, like, a lot of it was to do with export, you know, and then that was lost through different things, whether it be IPM contracts or things like that there. And I suppose Scotland kind of got ahead of themselves, you know, because they were the first to bring the fridges and the better quality. We hadn't got the fridges that time, so we were a wee bit behind that time. And we probably lost the export markets with that, but we still had our home market, so we did, you know. And I suppose then eventually we got the fridges going, so that helped it, you know. But I suppose at the same time, the home market, the ware home market's dropping, like, so the seed market's dropping with it as well, you know. As well as that, I suppose you have the rooster variety, which has taken a lot of the market as well, which is it's royalties with IPM, like, so you have to be able to, they would have to only allow you to grow the seed. So if you're down to the Kerris Pink, Golden Wonders and Queens, then that's the varieties we've left with, like, so that's part of the reason why the acres has dropped as well, you know, to that from now.
And of course it's a very tightly regulated industry, and certification is everything.
Well, you need it has to be certified seed, like, if you want to sell, you know, good quality seed, which is fair enough, like, with the department. But I suppose this last couple of years now, we had serious problems with the department on this. We brought up this issue, let's say, 5 or 6 years ago with the government on the fact that there was a lot of the inspectors that was in place from years back, you know, that had a lot of experience, but were coming to retirement age, and they were all sort of, there was four or five of them left there that was coming to the retirement at the same time. And we highlighted that problem to the government, but they didn't seem to bother about it. So, like, you know, within the space of 4 years, them inspectors had retired. And new inspectors had come on with very little experience, you know, and had left it, like, you know, they weren't interpreting the rules what the way it would have been before. No experience. And then I suppose the real problem was in Dublin, the higher up the guys retired as well. And new guys come in from university, no experience on the ground of what they're doing. And it leaves in the problem we have at the minute, like, you know, and blacklegs is the issue, the problem that we do have. It's blackleg. It's a rot that comes into the spuds. Now, if it's there when the plant's growing, it's a problem. Like, but when the plant's dying, naturally dying off, it breaks down, and there's different things will happen to, you know, it'll break down, it'll start to rot, and the guys are coming up too late in the season, and they're looking at this and think it's blackleg, and it could be stem rot, or it could be, you know, there's such a thing as aerial blackleg, which isn't the same, isn't as bad at all, like, you know, which the older inspectors would have known that, like, but these guys, they just come in and it's black and white. And, like, this year, you guy land up the end of September, and there's five of those guys that have been turned down completely, like, which, you know, it's impossible for us to grow seed next year again, like, you know, with the whole thing turned down, you know.
And had the inspection taken place somewhat earlier, it could have been a different story?
Oh, it would be no problem at all. Like, I mean, we had the same problem actually 2 years ago, where they come up late and they had a problem and we had issues with them and we had talked to them. And then last year, the problem, they were up in July, everything was grand, there's no problem. And then this year, they come up in July, they just looked at one guy's seed, and then after that, they come up, like I say, end of September. And the thing is, they come up and they inspected five different guys, turned about 80% of the seed down. If you were lucky that you weren't inspected at all on the spot inspection, you got away scot-free, and you got your cert, you know.
You have raised this at Donegal County Executive level, the IFA National Potato Committee well aware of it, you've made representations, you've been in contact with politicians. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel?
It's very frustrating at the moment now, to be honest with you. Like, we had met with the department officials in Dublin there a few weeks ago and could get nothing from them. Now, I was chatting to Joe McHugh there on Monday there, and he's bringing it up with the Minister of State there, like, you know, so maybe there's something we can do. Now, we're looking at Scotland as well. There's guys with experience over there that may be able to shed some light on it as well, but I don't know whether these guys are going to listen to us or not. That's the problem. Now, at the same time, we're well equipped now. We're better equipped now than we ever were. Like, we have our fridges, our warming stores, with proper graders, with everything proper. The fellas that we sell the seed to down the country, they want our seed, you know. I was in a situation last week where a guy rung me up, like, you know, he buys 15 ton of seed from me every year. And I had to tell him, you know, I can't certify them. And, like, he wants them certified. And I had to say, no, it's a hard thing to do to, you know, when you want a seal, especially the times it isn't, what the price is. And I had to say no. And, like, you know, it's 15 ton. It's, you know, it's 5 grand's worth of seed. And like I say, he wanted the seed because he's buying off me this last 6 or 7 years. He knows the seed's good. I want to sell to him. And the only person stopping this is the government. Like, and that guy is either going to have to go to Scotland to buy seed out of the country, which is money out of the country.
Do you hold out much hope that we could have a different scenario next year, that they could look at the way the inspections are carried out?
The real problem is, I have no seed to sell this year, or neither has the other five guys, and we're not going to grow seed next year. That's the bottom line. I mean, you just can't keep going. They done us in two years ago, and like they checked my stuff, and that half of the stuff turned out, I had the other half to sell, which is a wee help, and then I just said, right, I'll give it another go. And then last year was grand, it wasn't a problem. But this year they've wiped me almost out completely. 80% of my seed has been wiped out. I'm just not going to do it again, like, you know, I can't do it again, like, you know, because there's a lot of extra expense in growing the seed. You have to have the land tested. You have to get the proper land, has to be tested. You have to have extra sprays on for epicides and all that there. You have to, you know, you just burned up a bit earlier, so you haven't got a bigger yield, like, you know.
So what is likely to enable you to come back into the production?
Well, like I say, we were chatting to Joe on Monday, and he's getting on to Minister Hayes. And like I say, I'm going to chat to a guy in Scotland, and, you know, we're going to have one last crack at this. Now, at the same time, I don't have much hope for it. I would say it's possibly you'll see them, at least these five growers that has been singled out to be, you know, hasn't turned down. I would say we'll just be growing ware next year, you know. And the thing is, we'll be end up having to buy our seed in Scotland because there'll be nobody else growing the seed. And the whole seed industry will be completely gone. It was, I think, 4 years ago, I think it was about 600, almost 700 hectares. Now it's down to, you know, it's down to less than 300 hectares now. And it, like, they haven't got the certs out now, so it could even be less than that this year. You know, growing spuds, you know, you just don't be able to grow spuds just like that. You know, it takes a lot of experience. I mean, I'm at it 20 years myself, and I'm still learning. And it was that was the beauty about the inspectors, when there's so many of them. They're at it for 30 or 40 years. They knew how it was done, like, you know, and that's the way they're done. And then the way they do it now, I think going back to the Croke Park Agreement, there was some deal done that, you know, you had to have the qualifications. You couldn't step up. The guy on the ground, let's say, that has experience done, couldn't move up the ladder to the better job. You had, you know, unless you had the qualifications. So this is why other guys are coming in from university or from let's say, a beef farm or whatever he was doing and moved into the potato sector, knowing very little about potatoes.
My guest here, Charlie Doherty, Donegal IFA Potato Committee Chairman. Charlie, just broadening out the whole potato sector and just looking at other issues that farmers have encountered through the years. And I suppose one of the big changes the last 10, 15 years, the buying power of multiples and using potatoes as loss leaders. This has been a big problem and indeed was a problem coming up to Christmas last year.
Yeah, Christmas seems to be, they seem to be keep having a go at it. You know, the pressure is put on the farmer then to drop the price for it. You know, the chance when the farmer can maybe make a few pounds because he would sell a lot of extras, you know, spuds. And, you know, the guy, let's say, selling on the road then, you know, or selling into the ordinary shops, you know, they have no hope in hell when these guys are doing these loss leaders, you know. It's a problem. And I suppose at the end of the day, there's too many spuds out there at the minute. I mean, 2 years ago, it was a good year because they were so scarce. Then last year, there were extra acres and there were bigger crop. You know, there was good enough crops. There were too many spuds. It was a bad year. This year, the crop acres had dropped, but because it's such a very good growing year, there's a lot of extra yield. Like, so I suppose there is too many spuds, and it's hard to blame farmers. You know, they have to get red, like, you know, and, you know, the too many spuds, and, you know, supermarkets and packers will take a full advantage of that.
And what sort of prices are they making at the moment?
Well, at the minute, you're chatting for peeling there, like rooster for peeling, it's 70 euros a ton, 78 euros a ton, which, you know, cost about 250 to grow it, like, you know, so it doesn't take a good mathematician to say, you know, what he's lost in there. For pre-packing, well, the 10-kilo bags, you know, 120 to 150 or, you know, maybe 180 for better stuff. That's on the rooster, like, you know, so it's not too hot now. But, I mean, the problem, I suppose, is guys can't even move stuff. Is the problem is getting the market, getting in there, yeah, getting to sell your stuff, you know.
And just wrapping things up, I suppose over the years also, Charlie, I mean, changing palates. We live in an age we hear about pasta and all sorts of foreign dishes coming in and people eating less potatoes. Things like National Potato Day, though, that does help promote things and it does have an effect, doesn't it?
Well, I'd say it is. I mean, I'm sure, like, you look at the TV and you see all these advertisements. It does work. People, you know, take to it. I suppose at the same time, spuds isn't something that hasn't been advertised that well, but I mean, the IFA is working there now. There's a 3-year campaign coming on starting next year where we're going to, and we've done the National Potato Day this year and last year, but going forward, there's going to be a 3-year advertising campaign on spuds, so hopefully we can turn it around a bit and get more people to eat spuds, because, you know, there would be a perception out there that spuds is bad to you, spuds is fattening, you know, but, you know, at the same time, you know, the spuds, you know, is full of potassium, it's full of calcium, you think of potassium, you think of a banana, like, you know, but I mean, there'd be more potassium in a spud than there would be in a banana, and the same with vitamin C, there's almost as much vitamin C as there would be in orange, you know, so, and as well as that, you know, virtually no sugar at all, virtually no fat.
Charlie Doherty there. Just time for a few brief items of farming news. Donegal farmers are set to benefit from GLAS, the new agri-environmental scheme, which should finally be up and running by the start of December, according to the IFA National Rural Development Chairman, Flor McCarthy. Officials from the Department of Agriculture were to meet with the EU Commission earlier today to finalise matters. However, many farmers are frustrated with the delays in bringing in the new scheme and are not happy with some of the criteria, especially in relation to commonage. Donegal farmers are being urged to apply for the new farm safety scheme as soon as possible. In order to facilitate the issuing of approvals, it is intended to operate two tranches, with the budget divided evenly between them. The cut-off date for the first tranche will be Friday the 28th of November. The second tranche will open on Monday the 1st of December. The scheme will close on the 9th of January next year. Concern has been raised that Donegal could be left without a Teagasc specialist dairy advisor. The current advisor is due to retire next June, but could actually finish up earlier due to holiday entitlements. IFA representatives have been in contact with Teagasc. Finally, a look at some cattle prices. Prices showed some increase this week across most categories. The majority of steers were purchased at a base price of between €3.75 and €3.80 a kilo on the quality payment system. Heifers were being purchased on average between €3.80 and €3.85 a kilo. These prices exclude the 12 cent a kilo bonus, which is payable on in-spec quality assured animals. Prices for O-grade cull cows are generally making between €3.05 to €3.20 a kilo. Sheep prices, well, lambs up to 23 kilos making €5 a kilo, and ewes €2.60 a kilo to €3 a kilo. Well, time has beaten us. That's it from me, Chris Ashmore. Have a good evening.